Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science which affects your life. Science which affects the way you view the universe itself. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic and share your thoughts, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations around the country. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org. mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have almost 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living. I'm a professor of theoretical physics. I work on what is called string theory, which we think, but cannot yet prove, is a fabled theory of everything, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. These are the words of Albert Einstein. But once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and share your thoughts, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's move right along, and let's take the first listener phone call.
Yes, this is David from Central Lake, WMKT. I'd like to ask a question. Does light have mass? If not, how does a black hole stop it from escaping? If so, I mean, if it has mass, what makes up the mass of light? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question that even children ask. They say, for example, why is a black hole black? Well, a black hole is black because light is bent by gravity. Gravity bends mass. Light has mass. So it means that light cannot escape a black hole. But then children come back and say, now, wait a minute. I thought light was massless. If light is massless, then it should be able to escape a black hole. So how does that work? Well, the problem is with the English language. The English language differentiates between mass and energy in a very strict way. Mass is mass, things you can touch and fall under gravity, and energy is the ability to make things move. We treat them as entirely different objects. Actually, they're one and the same. Energy can turn into mass, mass can turn into energy. If that mass is uranium, that uranium mass can turn into energy in the form of an atomic bomb. And likewise, if you have energy, you can turn energy into mass. So how do we physicists deal with this question? We physicists say that light has zero rest mass. In other words, if you could somehow stop a light beam, which you can't, but if you could somehow stop a light beam, then its mass would be zero. But light cannot be stopped. Light moves. Therefore, it has an apparent mass. So, does light bend under gravity? Gravity bends mass, of course. That's why rocks fall to the floor. But what about light? Can light also bend under gravity? And the answer is yes. So, in other words, light has zero rest mass, but it has an effective mass that can be bent by gravity. And that's why black holes are black. Black holes are black because light has mass, an apparent mass, that bends when it goes away from a black hole. And when the black hole is strong enough and big enough, even light itself cannot escape. And so that's why black holes are black. That's why light has no rest mass, but light has an apparent mass that bends under gravity. Okay, well, let's move right along now and take the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Mike again from Northern Michigan, listening to you on WMKT Triple Talk. I hope you can settle a barroom argument. If we were standing on the North Pole, what compass reading would we see? I argue that it would be 0 degrees south. But some say 180 south, 360 south. Some say 0 north, 180 north, 360 north. Can you settle this? Help me out. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Well, science is based on things that are testable, falsifiable, reproducible. And of course, this experiment can be done. Our submarines reach the North Pole. And when you do that, you find out that your compass needle spins. It spins randomly. Since the gravitational force at the North Pole does not point in any particular direction, north, south, east, or west, the compass needle simply spins randomly. So that's what happens if you sit on the North Pole. However, I should caution you that the North Pole is moving. That's right. We can actually measure the rate at which the North Pole moves. And as a consequence, it does mean that we can also show that the strength of the North Pole is decreasing with time. At a certain point in the future, hundreds of years in the future, the magnetic north will disappear. So there won't be a North Pole, a magnetic North Pole, at all. And, of course, that means that cosmic rays from the sun, let's say, can hit the Earth unimpeded by the magnetic field of the Earth, and so radiation levels will start to rise. Well, don't be afraid. This has happened in the past. If you go to Hawaii and you dig into the ancient lava flows, the direction of the North Pole has changed with time. So if you dig into the lava flows of ancient Hawaiian rock, you find that the direction of the North Pole has changed the deeper you dig into the soil of Hawaii. This is how we know that the North Pole does wander. And when it does wander, we have to be a little bit careful, because it does mean that more radiation will come down from outer space and affect life on the planet Earth. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Greg from Anchorage, Alaska. I listen on 7:50 a.m. My question surrounds radio and television transmission. We've been sending such waves out into space for 70-some years now, and I presume that at some point, if there are intelligent beings that might listen to those transmissions or see them, that they'll see and hear something. But what is that something? All the galaxies are moving away from each other. So I presume that those transmissions would be red-shifted. So that it would make sense to me that the radio waves would be slowed down as if you slowed a record down. But I'm curious about the television transmissions. What might those look or sound like to some intelligent beings presuming that they could interpret the signals? Thank you much. Appreciate your show.
Well, you ask a very interesting question that we physicists actually talk about. Surrounding the Earth, there is a sphere containing our radio transmissions and TV transmissions, including I Love Lucy. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to answer the question, can the aliens pick up I Love Lucy? And if so, what would they hear? And what would they think about intelligent life in outer space? Intelligent life on the Earth? No way. Okay, let's take a short commercial break, and you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, and you can get on the air. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask that question that's always been bothering you, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let's say you're at the dinner table, and all of a sudden your kids ask you a question from science class. And you are stumped. What do you do? Well, you go to the telephone and call 612-564-8135 and put your kids on the phone and have them ask that question and have them have that question answered to over 100 radio stations and the internet that carry Science Fantastic. Well, we had a call concerning radio and television transmissions from the planet Earth. We've been radiating electromagnetic radiation, radio and television, for about 70 years, surrounding the Earth. There is a sphere. Surrounding the Earth, there's a sphere about 70 light years in radius, expanding at the speed of light, containing the finest of our cultural archives, the noblest achievements of the human race, I Love Lucy, Leave It to Beaver, and Dumb and Dumber. And any civilization within that sphere will pick up our advanced cultural emissions, and they'll be convinced there is no intelligent life on the Earth. And they'll probably leave us alone as a consequence. Well, as the caller mentioned, the universe is also expanding. And if you take light beams and you stretch light, just like you stretch an accordion, the frequency goes down. Therefore, yellow light turns reddish, and that's called the red shift. And so then the caller asked the question, if you have an intelligent being on another galaxy, and the galaxy is moving away from us, and television and radio signals reaching that other galaxy is red shifted, then what do they hear? Well, in principle, if you could hear messages from many, many distant light years in the universe, then things would be redshifted. That is, frequencies would be lower. So I Love Lucy, all her wisecracks would be much slowed down as a consequence. Everything would be slower because of the fact that light is being stretched going across these cosmic distances. Now, some people say, well, if they can pick up our cultural emissions, then how come they don't contact us? In fact, if there are so many planets with so many potential life forms on them, and if the probability is very high that some of them, out of billions and billions, may have intelligent life, then how come they don't visit us? Well, that's the Fermi paradox, and quite frankly, we have no answer to that. However, if you're walking down a country road and you encounter a squirrel, do you go down to the squirrel and try to talk to it? Well, maybe initially you do, but eventually you get bored because a squirrel doesn't talk back. The squirrel has nothing intelligent to say to you. And so what do? You simply move on. So I imagine that with so many billions and trillions of stars and planets in the universe, that some of them may have intelligent life on them and maybe more advanced than us, but why don't they visit us? Well, why should they? What do we have to offer them? Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Brighton from Bryan, Texas, calling in from 1620-945-WTAW. I had a question about talking in space. Are we not able to do that because there is no air in space, so sound waves cannot bounce back through the air? Thank you.
Yes, the fact that the outer space is a vacuum with very, very few air molecules means that sound as we know it cannot exist. So when you see science fiction movies and you hear all the rocket ships fire their blasters and explosions taking place, in a spaceship, you would actually hear nothing. Now, of course, some of the shock waves would hit the hull of your spaceship and cause your spaceship to rattle a bit. That you could hear because that is sound inside your rocket ship. But between rocket ships, there's no air, and as a consequence, there's no sound. And so just like they say in the movies, in outer space, they cannot hear you scream. And that's true. In outer space, because there's no air to conduct sound waves, there is no sound. However, there is vibration. When the shock wave hits your space capsule, it'll cause your space cattle to rattle a bit, and that, of course, can be heard inside the rocket ship. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
This is Paul, KIBF, Fairbanks, Alaska. Do you think it is possible to implant a chip in someone's brain and therefore be able to hack their body? Thank you.
Well, in principle, yes. In practice, this is very, very difficult because, of course, we have not mapped the entire human brain, and we don't know where all the neurons are connected to in the human body. However, okay, at Columbia University, there was a controversial professor who took a bull and implanted electrodes into the bull's brain. and connected that to a portable radio. And so there's a videotape, which you can actually Google, in fact. You can watch this on your laptop, that he took a bull, implanted in the bull the electrodes that were connected to a button that he possessed, and he got into the bull ring with this bull, which of course is incredible. So here's this raging bull that is irritated by the presence of this professor, and the bull starts to charge the professor. Well, the professor simply takes out his little electrode, pushes the button, and the bull stops. It's an amazing video. As a consequence of that, it actually had the opposite effect that he intended. He intended to open up a new vista in neurological research that is mapping the brain and connecting it to a device by which perhaps you can control the brain. Well, scientists were aghast. They were appalled. Because this, of course, goes against people's will and people's wishes. You're now experimenting and superimposing your will on somebody else's will. Now, normally in conversations, you can't do that. These are threatening gestures. If you threaten somebody to do harm to them and to change their behavior against their will. So as a consequence, research in that direction pretty much evaporated. Neurologists realize this is a very touchy ethical area because you're not talking more than simply controlling the neurons of the body. You're actually controlling somebody else's wishes, imposing your wishes on that other person. So since then, research in this area has pretty much dried up. Now, that doesn't mean that we haven't been able to probe the brain. If you expose the living brain, remove parts of the skull, first of all, that doesn't hurt. And that doesn't hurt because your brain has no pain sensors. And so you can actually remove large sections of the human skull, expose the brain, and you feel nothing. Then you take an electrode, and then you touch parts of the brain, and what happens is, this is an experiment done back in the 1950s, all of a sudden different muscles are activated, and your fingers move, your hand moves, your arm moves, even if you do not wish to move your arms or legs. And that gives us a map. A map of electrodes on the surface of the brain connected to your fingertips, your arms, your legs. And then by mapping the surface of the entire brain, you create what is called a homunculus. Homunculus means little man. And an image of a little man surfaces on the surface of your brain. Because you now know where on the brain your fingertips are energized and controlled. And what do you find? You find things that are well common sense. You find, for example, where on the surface of the brain do most of the neurons concentrate? And the answer is simple. Your fingertips. Your fingertips are our most sensitive way to interact with the environment. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about hooking up the brain to a computer. You're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats have passed a bill in the House banning what they're calling military assault-style weapons. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler calls assault weapons a weapon of choice in deadly mass shootings. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes Democrats are coming for your guns.
They don't care about that fundamental liberty law-abiding citizens in this country enjoy. and they're coming for your firearms.
The bill faces long odds in a 50-50 Senate. Federal health officials are stockpiling over 170 million doses of new COVID vaccines that target the Omicron variant. That's about two-thirds Pfizer and the rest Moderna, just in time for a fall booster campaign. The new vaccines do still have to be authorized by the FDA and cleared by the CDC. This is USA Radio News. Flooding is causing havoc in Kentucky.
Mudslides, swollen rivers, downed trees, and homes being washed away. Monsoonal moisture stretching across the country Thursday night brought Kentucky pain and suffering. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This is an ongoing disaster that continues to put people in danger. Our death toll is growing, and a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Herschel Walker is bringing some big-time political firepower to his bid to win a U.S. Senate seat in Georgia. The Republican speaking alongside former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich at an event near Atlanta.
I think this is probably the most important Senate race in the country because I think Herschel Walker will do more to change and energize the Senate than any other candidate I know of.
One of the many races people are watching in a 50-50 Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you have any thoughts or questions about this great world of ours. The number to call is 612-564-8135 or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and have your thoughts heard on the internet and on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call about, is it possible to activate the brain so that it does things that are against your will? And the short answer is yes. But of course, this is a question that is fraught with ethical considerations. And if you want to know more about the subject, get a copy of my earlier bestseller, The Future of the Mind. In fact, it hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list, and it talks about BCI, brain-computer interface. Well, back in the 1950s, we began to map the surface of the brain and connect it to the human body. And what you get is you get the image of a strange-looking man. First of all, Your fingertips are perhaps the most sensitive part of the brain. And so there's a large portion of the surface of the brain dedicated to your fingertips. So this homunculus looks weird. This little man has huge fingertips. Also your tongue. Your tongue, of course, is the gateway to food. And so your tongue is also huge in terms of surface area occupied on the surface of your brain. So the homunculus looks very strange. Fingertips are huge. Your tongue is also huge, but other parts of your body are very tiny, like your stomach, the surface of your stomach and your back. Very little of your brain is dedicated to that. And you see that every time you take a shower and you try to, you know, huddle yourself to conserve a certain amount of heat, almost immediately your fingertips and your tongue and other surface areas are aware of the temperature surrounding you. But your back and the area around your stomach are very insensitive to the temperature around you. So when you get out of the shower or you get out of the swimming pool, that's where you are least sensitive to temperature. Well, all this was done back in the 1950s. Now we have computers. And with computers begin the process of connecting neurons of the brain to a computer. And who's funding this research? The United States Pentagon. And why is that? Because of so many GIs that had brain and spinal cord injuries fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. As a consequence, we want to cure, not exactly cure completely, but allow them to lead a semi-normal life, even though their spinal cord has been injured. And as a consequence, it's now possible to connect the brain to a laptop computer, and the laptop computer can now turn on the lights, turn on the internet, type, in fact, you can actually type mentally by typing into the laptop computer, and communicate with your loved ones, and communicate with your wheelchair, so you can then navigate at will where you want to go. So it's not a completely normal life, but it's a life that is much better than being totally paralyzed because of a roadside bomb that blew up part of your brain in Afghanistan or Iraq. So this is today. In fact, at the soccer games in São Paulo, Brazil, a few years ago, the man who kicked the football, initiating the World Cup soccer games, he was paralyzed, completely paralyzed. At Duke University, they hooked up his brain to a laptop computer, which in turn was connected to an exoskeleton. And just like Iron Man, he was able to walk via a computer. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to know more about science. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or go to my Facebook site. We have almost 5 million fans on Facebook. Well, we had a question coming in, and that is that, is it possible that using electronics you can actually control a person's brain? Well, in principle, the answer is yes. The amount of research in this area, of course, is almost zero because of the huge ethical implications. So most of the research in BCI, brain-computer interface, has gone into brain enhancement, not brain control. Brain control has too many ethical problems and considerations because you would be violating someone's will electronically. However, brain enhancement is something that is very much being funded by the military, is something that hospitals are very much engaged in because there are so many people who are paralyzed because of spinal cord injuries. They cannot communicate with their loved ones. They cannot get on the computer. They cannot control their wheelchair. They're like a vegetable trapped inside a body, sort of like what happened with the late Stephen Hawking. Now, we can connect the brain to a laptop computer, and the laptop computer in turn can be connected to an exoskeleton, basically a robot, an avatar, that allows you to manipulate what's surrounding you. You can type messages to your loved ones now. Even though you are totally paralyzed, you can now communicate with the outside world. Even though you cannot control the muscles of your body, you can control a wheelchair mentally. And so this is basically a form of telepathy and telekinesis. Telekinesis is the ability to move objects mentally. And telepathy, of course, is communicating thoughts mentally. And both of them, on a limited scale, both of them can now be accomplished using BCI, brain-computer interface. And if you want to know more about this incredibly fast-moving subject, get a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind, which hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Gary Lewis. I'm calling from Forestville, Texas, and I'm listening to the Internet. Yeah, I have a question about this, the International Space Station. How long has it been up there going around in circles? And does it ever run out of fuel? And can people actually live in it or not? All right, thank you.
Well, you've asked a very interesting question. The International Space Station took many years to construct, and the Russians just announced the fact that they're pulling out. It was an international endeavor to create this object. It's costing $100 million. That's a lot of money. And, well, it's going to eventually become a flaming meteor. It'll be basically deorbited in the future. We don't know when the money runs out. And already the Russians have said that they're pulling out. And that leaves a huge gap. A huge gap in our understanding of the universe. So this $100 billion machine will eventually become a meteor that floats from outer space. But the listener asked a question. What about the fuel? What fuels this gigantic object? Well, you know that just when you take a small jaunt on your car, you have to fill it up with gasoline. And of course, the price of gasoline is going through the roof right now. And so it's expensive. And here's a space station traveling at 18,000 miles per hour. 18,000 miles per hour. It must use a tremendous amount of gasoline to stay up there, right, and move? Wrong. Nope. It takes almost no fuel at all for the International Space Station to move. In outer space, you can move for free because there's no friction. In fact, it was Isaac Newton who first pointed this out. Now, Aristotle, of course, had a different point of view 2,000 years ago. His law of motion was very simple. Objects in motion eventually get tired and stop. That sounds logical. Every time you move something, it eventually stops, right? You've seen this day in and day out. But why does it stop? Because of friction. In outer space, there is no friction to speak of, and therefore it takes no fuel to keep the space station energized at 18,000 miles per hour. It uses fuel so that it doesn't gradually tumble back to Earth because of interaction with the atmosphere, which is very small but not negligible. But unfortunately, with people pulling out, that's a very bad sign. It means that eventually the International Space Station may have to be deorbited and it will become a gigantic flaming meteor, a $100 billion meteor from outer space. Well, let's take a short commercial break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135 or go to my website, mkaku.org. So we had a question about the International Space Station. What fuels it? And the answer is, well, just to keep it up there requires no fuel at all because of Isaac Newton's first law of motion. An object in motion stays in motion forever unless acted on by an outside force. That outside force is friction. So the International Space Station does encounter some friction, minimal, but it does encounter some friction. So it has to have some fuel so it doesn't gradually plunge down to Earth. But the fact that it's moving at 18,000 miles per hour requires no fuel at all because of Isaac Newton's first law of motion. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Mr. Kaku. My name is Dominic Curiel. I'm in El Centro, California. And I was wondering if a question about UFOs and if we did have possession of these crafts, if it would have leaked into the aerospace community by now, meaning if we had found a new form of propulsion, would it currently be in use? Basically, would it have made it to market yet? Could we keep it that big of a secret? Thank you very much.
Well, that's a big question. In fact, I get emails from people who do believe that flying saucers have landed on the Earth and interacted with people. In fact, many of them claim to have been kidnapped and abducted by aliens from outer space. And I have one word of advice. One word of advice for people that have been kidnapped by alien flying saucers. The next time you're in a flying saucer, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care whether it's an alien chip, whether it's an alien hammer, alien paperclip, steal something. There's no law against stealing from an extraterrestrial civilization. No law at all. There's no law in the book that says that you go to jail by stealing from an alien civilization. Because we need tangible proof. Now, some people have said that we do have proof, but it's all classified. It's with the military. Well, maybe not. But that's not science. Science is based on things that are testable, falsifiable, reproducible. If somebody claims that the military has a captured flying saucer, well, maybe so. But what about proof? Now, some people say that look at all the wonders of computer technology. One day we were looking at black and white TV sets, and the next day we're whizzing around on the internet. It must have been alien technology that gave us the microchip. Well, no, I'm a physicist, and I know all the dead ends and all the trials and tribulations that inventors went through to get to the microchip. It wasn't one clean sweep, and we went from vacuum tube technologies to the technologies of today and the internet. It was a long process with a lot of dead ends. So I do not think that the microchip was given to us by flying saucer people from outer space. But that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. It just means that we don't have proof one way or the other. Now, some people say that nanotechnology is the cutting edge of our industrial capabilities today, that is, the ability to manipulate individual atoms, and maybe that's what flying saucers are made of. Well, maybe. In fact, with nanotechnology, you could, in fact, create super materials that are lightweight, razor thin, and have more strength than diamonds. That is definitely possible. But the question is, how do we create large quantities of it? Well, the aliens apparently have mastered that technology, apparently. We have not. Therefore, nanotechnology is still a gleam in the eye of a physicist and a engineer. But it's not a technology that we could put to market. So some people think that, well, maybe one day we will have these things on the market, complements of flying saucers. Well, maybe. Maybe not. Okay? Now, look at something called graphene. Graphene is made out of carbon, one atom thick. A layer of carbon, just one atom thick. It is the strongest material known to science. Stronger than diamonds, in fact. It's amazing. If you take a sheet of graphene, one atom thick, a sheet of it, like saran wrap, a sheet of graphene, put a pencil on it, and then balance an elephant on the pencil, which is then balanced on the sheet of graphene, graphene will not tear. That is how strong this material is, that it can even support an elephant that is positioned on a pencil and not rip. So you may say to yourself, aha, maybe that's what flying saucer materials are made of. Maybe that's where that technology comes from. Well, maybe, maybe not. All we know is that at the present time, we can only make tiny quantities of this graphene that are super strong. We cannot make sheets of it. If we could, then, for example, we could make the Golden Gate Bridge out of saran wrap made out of graphene. It would be invisible. It would be lightweight. It would be the ideal fabric by which to create airplanes and rocket ships and things like that. But we're not there yet. So in other words, it's tantalizing to believe that maybe, just maybe, the aliens have been able to harness this technology in the form of nanotechnology, graphene, but at the present time, we have no way to mass produce it. Well, then you might say that if somebody in a laboratory at the Pentagon has access to it, why don't they simply publish it so that we'll all benefit from that technology? Well, it's a great idea, but I have yet to see anyone that can actually make large quantities of graphene. Okay, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have almost 5 million fans on Facebook. So find out what all the excitement is about. Get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.